Lawmakers yet to review Oakland Athletics Stadium legislation. State lawmakers in Carson City, Nevada, are yet to review a draft of the legislation that needs to be passed before it is possible to construct a $1.5 billion domed stadium on a site that is currently occupied by the Tropicana Hotel and Casino. If the stadium is built, it will become the new home of Oakland Athletics, the A's. Scott Hammond, the District 18R state senator, said that the review is likely to happen soon. He explained that locals have been taking an active interest in the project and that local government entities wanted to get some issues ironed out. However, he believes that a bill should be submitted very soon. The senator explained that there are concerns over parking and transportation around the site, and that a transportation mobility impact study is currently underway. He also said that in his personal opinion, there is adequate access to the site. At the start of this week, Monday the 15th of May, Bally's and Gaming and Leisure Properties, Incorporated, GLPI, released a statement confirming that they have a binding agreement with the A's to build their new home on the Tropicana site. GLPI explained that roughly 9 acres of the 35-acre site will be dedicated to the A's or a related stadium authority for a venue that can accommodate 30,000 fans. According to this week's statement, work will begin after approval of legislation for public financing and approval of relocation of the team by Major League Baseball. Dave Cavall, Oakland Athletics president, recently said that they will be applying for relocation once the state lawmakers have approved the public-private funding legislation. He said that if all goes to plan, building work could start next year and the stadium could open by 2027. However, much depends on how the state lawmakers feel about the public's $395 million contribution to the costs. Senator Hammond explained, "What we're talking about is a tax district. And that tax district will be basically, people will be paying for the stadium by visiting the area. That's how we're going to be paying for it."